起来默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon service.
唱诗244首。
Sing hymn number 244.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们下午的聚会。
We will now pray together to ask God to guide our service this afternoon.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together. May peace be with everyone.
请我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
17节。
Verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章的十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17。
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这一节圣经节告诉我们信仰的主要的目的在哪里。
This verse tells us what.The main purpose of our faith is.
信仰的入门常常有不同的方法。
There are many different ways of entering into this faith.
常常是因为人在世界上无路可走，到最后就来寻找神。
Many times it's because a person has nowhere else to turn and came to God.
所以人在很顺利的时候很难寻找神。
So when a person is smooth in his life, then it's hard for him to come to God.
这个人需要神常常是指着肉体上物质上的缺欠。
And for a person to need God, often it's related to a need physically or in their material needs.
但这只是一个入门。
But this is only just entering into the belief.
那如果我们信耶稣以后没有找到那个信主真正的目的在哪里，我们的信仰还会往后退，到最后可能会离开神。
But after believing in God, if we cannot truly find the purpose of our belief, then we will gradually turn and draw further away from God.
那这段圣经告诉我们信耶稣的目的是什么？
So this verse tells us what the purpose of our belief is.
就是要做新造的人。
It is to become a new creation.
这个是真正的目的。
This is the true purpose.
为什么？
Why?
下面一句说，旧事已过，都变成新的。
So the following phrase says, the old has gone and the new has come.
如果我们做新造的人，旧的事情就过去了，一切都变成新的。
If we become a new creation, then everything that is old will pass and a new will come.
那这个旧事包括很多。
And things that are old,can compile of many different things.
差不多你生活的每一个层面旧的都会过去变成新的。
Practically every aspect of your life can become an old thing and it will pass.
但是要一个条件要做新造的人。
But there's one condition and that is that you must become a new person.
那做新造人的方法是什么？
How do we become a new person?
就是在基督里。
The method is to be in Christ.
好，所以我先用几次的时间跟大家一起来学习这一段圣经。
So I will use a few sessions to study this passage with everyone.
我们如果要问一个问题，就是做一个人，我们真正的价值在哪里
？So if we ask a question, to be a person, what is truly our value?
有时候我们真的很难回答。
Often it is hard for us to answer that question.
请问你在看一个人，他的价值在哪里？
I'd like to ask, when you look at a person, where is their value?
但如果我们回到圣经来看，
But if we turn back to the Bible,
神看一个人的价值不是看外貌。
When God looks at a value of a person, he does not look at outer appearance.
我们看16节同样第五章的16节。
Let's refer to verse 16.
所以我们从今以后不凭外貌认人。虽然凭外貌认过基督，却如今却不是认他了。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
你那个什么 NIV 上，OK。 那个 New King James 哈，就是不凭外貌，这个外貌啊翻作肉体 flesh，
fleshly appearance。
那接下去他讲哈，我们凭外貌认过基督。
So it says following that we regarded Christ in this way.
以后就不再这样认他。
And that we will no longer do so.
为什么当时的人会拒绝主耶稣？
Why is it that the people in, at that time turned away from Christ?
主要是因为在他们的标准，主耶稣是一个没有价值的人。
Because to them, Christ was someone that had no value.
为什么没有价值？
Why did he have not no value?
Flesh 用这个肉体来做标准。
Because their standard was based on flesh.
那到底这个外貌是代表什么？
And what does this flesh really represent?
第一个，主耶稣讲，圣经讲得很清楚，他没有加行美容，他的没有外表。
The first, Jesus has said very clearly, he has no very unique attractive appearance.
这个叫做外貌。
This is his physical appearance.
这个叫做人衡量人价值的地方。
This is how a person values another.
第二个。
Second.
圣经说主耶稣很会讲道。
Says in the Bible that Jesus was very good at speaking.
但是人一看到说他的爸爸就是我们街头那个木匠，再也听不下去了。
But when a person hears that his father is the carpenter, the local carpenter, they can no longer finish what they are hearing.
所以这个外貌就是代表你的身份、家世、背景。
So this outer appearance also includes your background, your status, and your family.
他的父亲是木匠，他是一个木匠的家庭，这个在人看起来没有什么价值。
So his father was a carpenter, so he came from that sort of background. To others, that has no true value.
第三个。
Thirdly.
圣经说主耶稣连放枕头的地方都没有。
Says in the Bible that Jesus had no place to rest his head.
不但没有房子，他连放枕头的地方都没有。
Not only did he not have a house, he didn't have a place to place his pillow.
也就是说他非常贫穷。
Which is that he is very poor.
什么都没有。
He had nothing.
这个就是人衡量人的价值的地方。
This is how a person distinguishes a person's value.
你有什么？
What you have.
所以我们今天的人很强调我有什么。
So today in society, many people will emphasize on what we have.
因为在一般人看起来，这就是代表一个人的价值。
Because to most people, this represents their value.
那第四个。
Fourth.
耶稣是无学的小民。就是说没有受过什么教育的。
Jesus was not from highly educated.
所以人没有办法接受他。
So people were not able to accept him.
当时的文士法利赛人都是在很正规的一个教育系统长大的。
The scribes and Pharisees of that time all had high education.
但是主耶稣说我所讲的是从天上领受的。
But Jesus said what he spoke was what he received from heaven.
但是就是因为他没有世界上的这个正规的一个文凭教育，人没有办法接纳他。
But it is because he didn't have the degree, the skills of the world, people were unable to accept him.
所以当时的人在认定一个人的价值就是这几方面。
So the people at that time, for them to determine a person, whether a person is valuable, they used these standards.
他的外表。
Their physical appearance,
他的家世背景,
their family background,
他所拥有的外在的东西,
and what the person owned.
再来就是, 他本身的, 教育。
And then following is what kind of education they had.
那下面说, 如今却不再这样认他。
But then in this phrase, it follows saying that we no longer regard him in this way.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为主耶稣改变了他们的观念。
Because Jesus changed their concept.
原来这些所谓外貌的价值，这都是虚假的。
Actually, the value of the flesh is really false.
那真正人的价值在哪里？
What truly is the value of a person?
如果我们仔细看圣经怎么描写主耶稣。
If we read carefully in the Bible, how do they depict Jesus?
他说按肉体来讲是大卫的子孙。
From the flesh, he is a descendant of David.
所以他爸爸是约瑟。
His father is Joseph.
但是从灵来讲
from the spirit,
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
所以主耶稣有两种身份。
So Jesus had two different statuses.
一个是他是人。
One is he's a person.
以这个身份来讲，人看不起他。
And from this aspect, others actually do not accept him.
但是另外一个身份
the other status,
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
那以这个身份来讲
and from this status,
主耶稣非常的尊贵。
He is of true precious value.
他非常的荣耀。
He is very glorious.
为什么
and holy. Why?
因为他把神的形象完全的显露出来。
Because he completely revealed the image of God.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十八节。
Verse 18.
第一章十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子叫他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
So, God dwelled in the light where others do not see.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
从来没有人见过神。
So, no one has seen him.
但是这个父怀里的独生子就是耶稣，将神表现出来。
But,The son by the father's side is Jesus.
所以这个我们刚刚读的那一段圣经说他就是新造的人。
So from the verse that we read earlier, that he is the new creation.
那神在造人的时候是怎么造的？
How does God create a person?
创世纪讲得很清楚，神用他的形象来造人。
Says very clearly in the book of Genesis that he used his own image.
那个形象可以指外表，也可以指里面的灵性。
The image can refer to the outerly or the spirit inward.
这里讲这个新造的人。
So here, the new creation.
就是重新再改造一次。
Means it is once again recreated.
那为什么神造的人一切都是好的？现在要重新再改造一次。
So why is that a person who was created by God, which is all good, has to be recreated again?
就是神看为好的人，犯了罪以后，这个人的这个人里面那个神的形象没有了。
Because what God originally saw was good, had the person sinned, and the image of God no longer exists within.
人变成罪人。
So the person becomes a sinner.
亏缺神的荣耀。
Lacks the glory of God.
这个罪人就没有神的形象。
And the sinner no longer holds the image of God.
也没有神的同在。
No longer has the dwelling and abidance of him.
在神的面前也不尊贵，也没有价值。
Before God, he is no longer worthy of value.
那主耶稣来就是要再重新改造我们。
So Jesus comes again to recreate us.
这个叫做新造的人。
This is called a new creation.
那要改造我们到什么样的目标？
And what will be the standard of his new creation?
就是要改造我们跟主耶稣一样。
He wants to recreate us so that we can once more again be like God.
因为主耶稣身上有神的形象。
Because on Jesus there's the image of God.
所以这个新造的人其实就是指着像主耶稣这样的人。
So this new creation actually refers to a person that is like Jesus.
这个人在神面前叫做有价值，叫做尊贵，叫做荣耀。
This person before the eyes of God will have value, will have glory, will have holiness.
所以我们今天信耶稣，当然我们可以求肉体的平安，有困难都可以求神哦，但是这些都会过去的。
So of course we come to God,Because we have needs or we need to request for things, but all of this will pass.
如果今天死了，
if we die today,
肉体的平安啊，好的工作，什么都过去了。
Our peaceful lives, our jobs will all pass.
所以这个不是信仰真正追求的目的。
So this is not the true goal and purpose of our faith.
真正就是要再造我们变成一个新人。
The purpose is so that we can be newly created again.
这是我们要努力的一个目标。
This is the goal that we should pursue.
那如果这个目标我们抓得很清楚。
And if we can see this goal and hold on to it,
我们就不会说啊，顺利就不要神，那逆境就来找神。
Then we will not turn to where when we are in good times, we do not need God, and when we are in bad times, we seek for Him.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为如果我们要再改造自己成为有神的形象，除非在主耶稣里面，我们是自己做不到的。
Because for us to change ourselves into the image of God, it is hard for us, almost impossible for us to do unless we are in Jesus.
所以如果你那个目标只是说为着平安啊，为着好的工作，为着家庭的幸福，你达到的时候，你觉得你不需要耶稣。
So if your purpose is purely based on having a good, peaceful life, having a good job, then when you reach that goal, you will not no longer need Jesus.
但是如果你的目标是我要跟主耶稣一样。
But if your purpose is to become like Jesus.
有那个神的,神的特质,神的本性这样显露出来。
To have the character of Jesus and to show itself.
那你就发现说即使你生活很平安你过得很富裕你还是需要耶稣你才可以每天在进步。
Then you will realize that although your life is peaceful, you will still seek for him, seek for Jesus because you wish to improve.
所以有时候我们信仰不冷不热常常是因为我们的生活失去一个真正有意义有价值去追求的目标。
So sometimes our faith is lukewarm because we lack that true goal of a value.
所以为什么说生活忙碌不一定是有福气的。
So why is it that people say it doesn't necessarily mean you are blessed when you are busy?
因为生活一忙碌我们常常会迷失了忘记了到底我活着最重要要追求什么。
Because when you are busy, you forget what your true purpose and what your goal is in life.
所以但是忙又是免不了啊。
But it is hard to avoid this life.
那怎么办？
So what do we do?
所以像这个联会就很宝贵了。
And that is why this spiritual convocation is very precious.
有几天的时间我们稍微把它安静下来。
We take a few days out of our lives to become peaceful.
那我们实际的再来思想。
And we ponder on these thoughts.
再来把人生的目标重新抓准。
And we once again grasp hold onto the purpose of life.
你如果没有安静下来了，你没有办法了。
If we do not quiet our hearts, it is hard to do this.
所以这种的时间非常的重要，非常的宝贵。
So this time of opportunity is very important, very precious.
好，那我们再来看哈、哦，17节回来看啊、哥林多前书五章的17节。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So it says that if anyone is in Christ, then he is a new creation.
所以要变成一个有神的形象，那新造的人啊的方法，就是要在基督里。
So to become a new creation, one of the method is to be in Christ.
好，那我们再来想，在基督里什么意思
？So let's think again. What does this mean to be in Christ?
哦，受洗。就是归入基督。
Baptism is to become a part of Christ.
所以我们大家也可以说，我们现在都在基督里。
So we can say all of us are in Christ.
为什么
？Why is this?
因为教会就是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
那基督就是头。
And Christ is the head.
主耶稣在天上。
Jesus is in heaven.
教会在地上。
The church is on earth.
这是合在一起的。
It is connected.
不管你慕道多久。
Regardless of how long you've chosen to seek,
你如果没有洗礼,
if you were not baptized,
还不在基督里,
then you are not in Christ.
因为还没有加入这个身体,
because you are not yet a part of this body.
那受洗的罪得到赦免,
once you are baptized, your sins are washed away.
我们才加入基督的身体, 才是在基督里。
Then you enter into the into Christ into the body of Christ.
这是第一个解释，洗礼就是在基督里。
So one explanation is to say baptism is to be a part of Christ.
但是我们大家都知道，我们对自己也认识很清楚，有时候我们看到周围的人也是很清楚，洗礼并不等于 他就有神的形象。
But we know with the people around us and the people surrounding us, we know that baptism doesn't necessarily mean they have the image of Christ.
不错，过去的罪全部都洗干净了。
It is indeed true that all the past sins were washed away.
所以我们穿白衣。
So we're wearing garments of white.
被神称义。
We are righteous in the eyes of God.
但这并不等于我们身上已经有神的形象。
But this does not necessarily mean we have the image of God.
所以约翰一书里面他提到在基督里啊，他提到三件事情。
So in 1 John, it mentions that to be in Christ, there are three things.
第一个
First,
在基督的道里面。
To be in the gospel, in the truth of Christ.
第二个
Second,
在基督的灵里面
To be in the spirit of Christ.
第三个
Third,
在基督的爱里面
To be in the love of Christ.
可见一个人要有神的形象，他需要不断的一直进入，这个进入不只是头脑观念的思想，还包括他的生活，要真的活进去在基督的教训里面。
So for a person to truly becomeInto the image of Christ, they must enter into this truth of God.
那这样，他就会渐渐变成新人。
And in this way, the person will gradually become a new person.
好，我们先来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
啊，彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
24节。
Verse 24.
啊，凡有血气的，尽都如草。他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。25节。
25.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传的福，给你们的福音就是这个道。
For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. But the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that is preached to you.
我们在想啊，为什么圣经？要把花草跟神的道合在一起来讲。
So let's think, why does the Bible connect grass and flowers with the truth of God, with the word of God?
因为圣经里面讲有两种的种子。
Because it says in the Bible there are two types of seeds.
23节。
In verse 23.
你们重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
就是有两种的生命。
So there are two types of lives.
一种是肉体的、物质的生命。
One is physical and fleshly.
这个好像花跟草。
This is like the flowers and the grass.
它会开。
It blooms.
这开的时候很漂亮。
And it is very beautiful when it blooms.
你看我们这个花很漂亮。
You look at the flowers here, they're very beautiful.
这个都很贵钱买来的。
They're very expensive and purchased with money.
但是再过一个礼拜。
But after a week.
你看就不一样了。
If you look at it, it will be different.
它会枯干。
It will wither.
价值就消失了。
It loses its value.
再来插新的花上去。
So we will again put on new flowers.
旧的花就丢掉了。
Then we throw the old ones away.
人不会再去欣赏那个丢掉的。
A person will not admire the ones that are thrown away.
因为那已经没有价值了。
Because it no longer holds its value.
那已经过去了。
It is past.
这个就是人。
This is a person.
有价值。当你价值最高的时候，大家在注意你。
When you are at your highest value, everyone admires you.
大家在羡慕你。
Everyone look up to you.
很多人在提到你名字。
Everyone refers to your name.
但是你开始凋谢了。
But once you start to wither,
渐渐就被忘记了。
You will gradually be forgotten.
但这并不等于人是绝望的。
But this does not mean a person is hopeless.
人需要有另外一种追求。
A person must have a different kind of pursuit.
这里说主的道。
And here it says it's the word of God.
它是不能坏的种子。
It is an imperishable seed.
是带有生命的。
It holds life.
所以要让一个人改变成为神的形象，就是需要有主耶稣的道理。
So for a person to change themselves to become like the image of God, they must have the word of God.
就是要进到主耶稣里面。
They must enter into the Lord of God.
那这进到主耶稣里面，我们从可以从两方面来了解。
Entering into Jesus, we can view it from two different aspects.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第三章
Chapter 3
第九节
Verse 9
第三章第九节
Chapter 3 verse 9
不要彼此说谎因为你们已经脱去旧人跟旧人的行为第十节
10
穿上新人这个新人在知识上渐渐更新正如照他主的形象
Do not lie to each other since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
这个第十节说要穿上新人，这个新人是用好像衣服这样穿上去的。
Verse 10, it says that we must put on like a pair of clothing.
好，那这个新人是怎么穿上去的？
How do we put and wear this new self?
就是在认识照他主的形象这个知识上这样一直在更新自己
It is to be renewed in the knowledge of knowing that the image of its creator
也就是说对神的形象这个知识你一直在成长然后用这个知识来更新我们
Which is to progress in the knowledge of God and using this knowledge we are gradually renewed
我们现在人很怕别人讲你是一个无知的人
Often the times now people do not like the term that you are foolish You have no knowledge
因为这个无知就表示野蛮没有开化没有文明好像活在非洲里面
Because it would reflect that you are you're not educated as if you live in Africa
所以你在网络可以找到很多的资讯
And on the internet you can find a lot of information
但是我们对神的知识
But
对主耶稣的认识的知识其实我们并不多
In the understanding of God and in our knowledge of God we really do not know much
我们对主耶稣的认识常常是很肤浅的
Oftentimes, it's just on the surface level.
所以人问我们说，你认识耶稣吗？当然，我认识耶稣，我信耶稣30年了。
So people might ask, "Do you know God?" And you would say, "Yes, of course I do. I've known Him for 30 years."
这好像有一个人，你认识他吗？他是什么名字？他住在哪里？我都可以讲得出来。
Just like if someone asks, "Do you know so and so?" And you can say, "Of course I do. I know where he lives."
那再请问他喜欢什么？
But let me ask you, do you know what the person, what he likes?
他头脑在想什么?
What is he thinking?
他的人生观是什么?
What is his perspective of life?
他问深一点你就发现了我根本不认识那个人。
And if we ask deeper, you will realize you actually don't know the person at all.
所以才有一句话说,因为误解而结合,因为了解而分开。
And so there's a saying that you are together because you misunderstand each other, but you leave because you understand each other.
所以人跟人不了解啊。
Because a person and a person do not really know each other.
只看外面呢。
Because they only look at the outer.
你就觉得那个很好啊。
The person seems nice.
就结合了。
And then you will know him.
有一天你了解了。
But then one day you realize and finally know.
不是这一回事啊。
And you realize that this is really not the person you knew.
这个就是分开了。
Then you will leave.
这个是人跟人的关系。
This is a human and human inner relations.
但是如果我们跟主耶稣的关系
The relationship we have with God.
常常是因为不了解所以我们跟主耶稣距离很深 很远。
Often it is because we do not know him and that is why we have a distance from him.
当我们了解了主耶稣
But once we know him,
你就会觉得他是至宝。
Then you will know he is full of value.
而且你会永远不离开他。
And he is like a treasure, and you will never leave him.
所以认识主耶稣的知识这个很重要。
So the knowledge of knowing Jesus is very important.
那主耶稣2000年前已经升天了。
Because 2,000 years ago, Jesus ascended to heaven.
你要怎么去认识主耶稣?
How would you get to know him?
有几个方法。
There are a few methods.
第一个,
One.
我们看主耶稣讲什么。
We look to see what Jesus said.
第二个。
Second.
我们看主耶稣做什么。
We look to see what Jesus did.
第三个。
Third.
我们要看主耶稣怎么生活。
We look to see what kind of life he lived.
第四个。
Fourth.
我们要看古圣徒写圣经的人，主耶稣怎么把他自己启示给他们认识。
We look at the saints and those who wrote the Bible, how Jesus showed himself to them.
好像我们要认识一个人也是这样啊。
Just like when we begin to learn and get to know a person.
你要看他，听他讲什么。
We first look to see what they say.
这还不算，你要看他的生活。
Not only this, you look at his life.
啊，看他做的行为。
You look at the behavior.
那看周围的人对他的认识。
Look at the understanding of the people surrounding him.
那这样我们才有办法去衡量，我说我这对这个人认识有多深。
Then this is how you will be able to guesstimate how much you know this person.
所以我们对主耶稣这样认识越来越多，然后用那个知识再来对照我们自己。
So the more we know Jesus with this knowledge,we will use to renew ourselves.
那我们就发现说啊，我们真的需要进步。
Then we will realize that we truly need to improve.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为我们跟主耶稣差太多了。
Because we are too far away from how the image of God
Jesus. 那个凭肉体人把他丢弃那个主耶稣，其实在灵里面他是一个完全的人。
And from the fleshly side, a person actually rejects Jesus, but in spirit, he is a perfect person.
我们每一方面跟主耶稣来比，差太多了。
In every aspect, when we compare ourselves to Jesus, we are far from him.
那这样我们一直在改进，要跟主耶稣一样，这个叫做进步。
So for us to gradually renew, this is called improving.
这个就是我们信仰的一个目标。
This is the goal of our faith.
我们现在来看一个例子。
Let's now look at an example.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
这里啊，神啊，主耶稣把他自己启示给保罗认识。
Here, Jesus has shown himself, revealed himself to Paul.
第二章第九，第二章第六节。
In chapter 2, verse 6.
腓立比书二章六节、七节跟八节。
Philippians 2, 6, verses 6. And seven,
他本来有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。第七节。
Seven.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
Eight.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant.Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death.
有时候我们常常觉得说，我要学习做一个谦卑的人。
Sometimes we think to ourselves we should learn to become a humble person.
啊，那你就周围看看谁是谦卑的。
So you look around to see who is a humble person.
如果有一个人说我很谦卑，那一个人已经不太谦卑了。
If you see a person who says I'm humble, then that person is not humble.
哦，那还有谁是谦卑的？
Then who is humble?
你看你当别人在称赞他的时候，哇，他很客气，脸红红的都不敢抬头啊，他都不错，那个很谦卑。
If you see a person praising that person and the person is all face turns red and looks down, then maybe that person has humility.
好，那再来，什么叫谦卑？
So what is humility?
我们就发现了，你找不到一个很具体的一个答案，什么叫谦卑？
We will find that it is really difficult to find something.That will answer to that question.
好，那我们现在就来看啊，什么叫做谦卑
？So now let's look to see what is humility.
腓立比书第二章
，Philippians chapter 2.
第六节说，他有神的形象，就是很荣耀了，是神是坐在至高之上的。
In verse 6, it says that it has the nature of God.
所以有时候你朋友啊，如果你一个很好的朋友，现在公司里面一直升到最后，你就发现哦，他升越高，你距离越远。
If you have a good friend at work and if the person keeps getting promoted to higher positions, you will realize that the further up they are, the further you are distancing yourself to him.
他一升高以后他手下几百个几千个人啊。
Because the higher position they are in, they have a lot of staff under them.
你就发现距离越来越远。
You will realize that you are further away.
但是主耶稣他有神的形象。
But Jesus has the nature of God.
那第七节跟第八节讲两件事情。
In verses 7 and verse 8, it talks about two things.
这个叫谦卑。
This is humility.
第一个就是虚己。
The first is he made himself nothing.
好，就第七节。
Verse 7.
以中文来了解，虚己就是把它倒出来了。
And what it means is that he poured himself out.
有的人很有学问。
Some people are very knowledgeable.
但是你跟他接触哦。
But if you interact with that person,
你不会这样感觉。
You will not feel that way.
因为他很谦卑。
Because that person is very humble.
比方说以前我们在台湾啊，有一些其他教会的那些神父啊，都是博士啊，神学博士啊。
So you can see in the churches in Taiwan, in other churches, there are some of the people that are ministers or fathers of the church, they're PhD degree.
学问都很好啊。
They have high education.
他很谦卑。
Very humble.
跟大家都生活在一起。
Live with everybody.
但是已经在头脑里面呢、他把自己当作好像一般人了、不就是虚己把它倒出来。
So they pour themselves out, they make themselves like everyone else.
那因为虚己啊，才能够做奴仆。
And because they can do that, they can also be a nature of servant.
那做奴仆才可以洗人的脚啊。
Because to become a servant, that's how you can be able to wash someone's feet.
所以在教会里面，有时候我们看慕道者哦，他说哦，我没有办法下跪。
So we in our church, sometimes we see truth seekers who say they cannot kneel down.
为什么没有这样下跪？
Why can't they kneel down?
里面有一个我在里面。
Because they have within themselves, their self.
我怎么可以下跪？
They will say, how can I kneel down?
可能他在社会上有地位。
Because maybe that person holds a high position in society.
可能他的自尊很强。
Maybe that person has a high self-esteem.
但是一个人跪得下来，这个是一个很大的突破。
But for a person to be willing to kneel, this is a breakthrough.
因为代表你心中啊那个自我或者那个地位或者什么你已经拿掉了。
Because it represents that the position and the status you have of yourself, you've already taken away.
所以有时候我们看到教会的弟兄姊妹，真的让人很感动。
So sometimes when we see the brothers and sisters in our church, we are very moved.
有的在社会上很有成就。
Some of them are very established in the world.
在教会里面，他也当招待，也扫地，也煮饭，什么都做。
And in the church, he can be an usher, he can cook, or he can sweep the floors, everything.
为什么？
Why?
因为他把那个世界的东西已经倒掉了，虚己，所以就会降下来变成奴仆。他就可以扫厕所，什么都可以做。
Because he took out everything he had in the world, and he gave up everything he had, so he can be like a servant.
有一次啊，一个教会说叫我去请一个弟兄啊，在教这个儿童班啊，教中文。
Once at a church, they asked me to ask if a brother can come and teach Chinese to the preschoolers.
那个时候我也没有什么经验，我就去问那个弟兄，你可不可以在教会里面教小孩子中文？
And at that time I was very inexperienced, so I went directly to the brother and said, can you teach Chinese to these little children?
后来我才知道他回到家里大发脾气啊。
Then later on I heard that he went home and he was in rage.
为什么大发脾气？
Why was he so angry?
我在大学教书的，那个传道说叫我去教小孩子。
He said, because I am a professor at a university and the pastor wants me to teach children.
哎呦，真的学乖了。
So then I really learned after that.
所以你这个里面那个尊荣，大学教授高一山，这个你没有拿掉，你怎么有办法教小孩子？但是教小孩子也是圣功啊。
Because your self-glory and your self-esteem that you are a highly educated professor,You cannot take that away and teach children.
这个叫做谦卑啊。
That is humility or lack of.
把你认为你比别人更高、更大、更尊贵的拿掉，那往下降，然后服侍人。
To be able to take away what others and what you yourself view as the most important, to take that away and to humble yourself and serve people.
那忽然间我们发现啊，在这个标准之下，我们的谦卑都不够啊。
And later on, we realized that with this standard, we are lacking this kind of humbleness.
我们的谦卑都很表面啊。
Our humility is really on the surface level.
最谦卑的日本人鞠躬90度。
The most humble are maybe the Japanese. They can greet you with a 90-degree angle.
但是如果你住久了，日本人很难相处。
But if you stay with them for a while, they're very hard to live with.
日本很少大教会啊。
They hardly attend services.
很少有那大间的教
会。They hardly have large churches.
顶多几十个人。
The most is probably a few more than 10 people.
就这个是我的嘛。
Because it's mine.
所以那个一两百个三两三千个的教会很少。
So it is hard to find in Japan the churches that hold 200 thousands of people in the congregation.
所以这个谦卑啊，从心里面把你尊贵的地方拿掉，往下降，服侍人。
So this humility is to take what you know and what you value yourself, to take that away and to serve people.
这就是耶稣的榜样。
This is the example set by Jesus.
那这样会感动很多人。
So this will move many people.
当你越高的时候，你越往下降，别人就越欣赏你，就越受感动。
The higher up you are in position, the more that you take away, more people will admire you.
所以我们在教会里面跟社会不太一样。
So in church, we are very different from society.
社会有所谓中产阶级 middle class.
So in society, there's rankings such as middle class.
那很多的父母要让小孩子学十八般武艺，再跳往上跳上层阶级。
So the many parents want them to be highly educated so they can be in the higher class.
所以为什么大家这么忙？
Why are people so busy?
但是我们在教会不是这样。
But in churches, it's not this way.
教会没有阶级。
There are no rankings.
全部都往下降。
Everyone lowers their rank.
同样一个家庭。
Everyone is one family.
这是可贵的。
This is precious.
所以这是第一个，谦卑就是虚极往下降，洗别人的脚。
So the first is to humble ourselves, take away everything we have and wash a person's feet.
第八节。
Verse 8.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服。这个顺服就是一种谦卑的表现。
To be obedient, this is also a form of being humble.
所以人有没有谦卑有一个很重要表现，谦卑的人很容易相处。
So it is very easy to see if a person is humble because they are very able to get along with people.
因为他不一定说你一定要听他，他也会听你啊。
Because they often will also listen to others' opinions, and they do not require that you only listen to them.
那你怎么去顺服别人？你要自己卑微，你才有办法顺别人呢。
How do you become obedient? You must first put yourself down.
那如果一个人那个我很强的话，只要别人听我，我不听别人，那你怎么相处？
But if you yourself have that very strong I within, then others will not be able to listen to you.
所以谦卑啊，人很容易相处。
So it is easy for a person who's humble to get along with others.
那这里所谓谦卑，特别是指着顺服神。
And in particular, in this verse, to be humble is to be obedient to God.
这个叫谦卑啊。
That is to be humble.
这是神的旨意。
This is the teaching of God.
神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
你愿意不愿意顺服？
Are you able to be humble?
这样叫做谦卑，是愿意就是谦卑。
Because if you are able to obey God, then you are humble.
你虚己啊。
Because you've already given up everything you have.
因为我们承认神是我的主、主宰、主人。
Because you have already known and made a determination that God is your holder of everything.
好像主耶稣顺服神。
Just like Jesus obeyed God.
没有意见啊，钉十字架。
He had no opinions. He was crucified on the cross.
所以我们越查考主耶稣，然后再对照我们自己，我们就发现真的我们的信仰需要一直在进步。
So when we study the characteristics of Jesus, we will realize that we really need to improve in our spirituality.
还有就是比方说有时候我们常常觉得上班很无聊。
For example, sometimes we might think that it is very, there's boredom at work.
好多人想啊，赶快赚钱，提早退休。
So many people wish to earn a lot while they can and retire early.
天天做同样的工作。
To work the same job over and over.
但是当我们进到主耶稣的道里面。
But when we enter into the word of God.
我们就发现哦， 上班也是会有天国的赏赐啊。
We realize that when we work, there's actually blessings from heaven.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
第三章二十三节
Chapter 3 verse 23
你们无论做什么都要从心里像是给主做的不是给人做二十四节
24
因为知道从主那里必得基业为赏赐你们所侍奉乃是主
Whatever you do work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord not for men since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward
所以我们如果你在上班的地方有一个志向就是我要在这个地方荣耀神
So if you have the concept at work that you wish to glorify God at your workplace,
上班也有赏赐
then you will be blessed at your workplace.
你是为荣耀神，不只是为赚钱。
Because you are not there just to make money, but you are there to glorify God.
借着在不同的基督徒、不同的地方，主耶稣在那里发光。
In all different environment, in all different places, you are shining the light for Jesus.
那这个就是基督的道。
This is the word of God.God.
你活到基督的道里面就是已过都变成新的
To live in the truth, the word of Christ, then everything will become new
很高兴的去上班因为这个也有天国的赏赐
You're happy to go to work because there holds blessings from heaven
所以旧事可以过去的一切都要变成新的
So the old can be past and everything to come will be new
本来没有意义的事情在基督里面就变成新的意义
What had no meaning before will have meaning in Christ.
所以要做新造人。
So therefore, we must be a new creation.
这是我们的目标。
That is our purpose.
我们且默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息二十分钟。
Take a 20-minute break.